In both our countries, we have seen some of our young people radicalized, going off to fight in Iraq and Syria, and even appalling plots to murder innocent people back in our own countries. There is no opt-out from dealing with this. We have to confront this threat at its source. So it is right that once again, with others, including Arab states, British and Australian forces are operating alongside each other, supporting all those in Iraq and Syria who want a future for their countries where all their people are represented and where there is no place for extremism and terror. We have to deal with the threat of foreign fighters planning attacks against our people. Your Prime Minister has given a strong international lead on this, helping to galvanise the UN Security Council with a powerful address. Later, last month, this Parliament passed new legislation to tackle foreign fighters, and we will shortly be introducing our own new counter-terrorism bill in the United Kingdom. New powers for the police at ports to seize passports, to stop suspects travelling, and to stop British nationals returning to the UK unless they do so on our terms. New rules to prevent airlines that don't comply with our no-fly lists or our security screening measures from landing in the UK. But as well as dealing with the consequences of this threat, we also have to address its root cause. And let us be frank, it's not poverty. Though, of course, our nations are united in tackling deprivation wherever it exists. It's not exclusion from the mainstream. Of course, we have more to do, but we are both successful multicultural democracies where opportunities abound. And it's not foreign policy. Now, I can show you examples all over the world where British aid and British action have saved millions of Muslim lives from Kosovo to Syria. But that is not actually the real point. In our democracies, we must never give in to the idea that disagreeing with a foreign policy in any way justifies terrorist outrages. No, the root cause of the challenge we face is the extremist narrative. So we must confront this extremism in all its forms. We must ban extremist preachers from our countries. We must root out extremism from our schools, universities, and prisons. As we do so, we must work with the overwhelming majority of Muslims who abhor the twisted narrative that has seduced some of our people. We must continue to celebrate Islam as a great world religion of peace. A new and pressing challenge is getting extremist material taken down from the internet. There is a role for government in that. We must not allow the internet to be an ungoverned space. But there is a role for companies too. In the UK, we are pushing them to do more, including strengthening filters, improving reporting mechanisms, and being more proactive in taking down this harmful material. We're making progress, but there is further to go. This is their social responsibility, and we expect them to live up to it. And as we confront this extremism together, let us have faith in the appeal of what our modern societies can offer. Yes, the battles for equality of opportunity for every person of every race and creed are not yet fully won. But today, your country and my country are places where people can take part, can have their say, can achieve their dreams. Places where people feel free to say, yes, I'm a Muslim, I'm a Hindu, I'm a Christian, but I'm also proud to be a Briton or an Australian too. And that sense of identity, that voice, that stake in society all come directly from standing up for values and our beliefs in open economies and open societies.